Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go.
Good morning, everyone. Let me add my welcome to those who are participating online today from home or for wherever you are, and for those who have gathered and are participating in our gym and activity room, as this morning we have opened our doors to the public for the first time since March, and it was just great to see some people coming in the doors, even though we were masked and socially distanced and all of that. It was great to see some folk joining us here in our facility this morning. And thanks to all the volunteers who have made this week's opening possible, all the work that has gone into the preparations. We're going to be evaluating how today went, and we invite your feedback, and we will be letting you know very early in the week what our plans are going forward, and participate in that evaluation. As we journey together through this challenging, uncertain, and unique time, we so need to continue to pray for and encourage one another. We are in this journey together, and we hope that you sense that. Since today is a special day, our trial reopening, I have chosen as my topic, Why Church Matters. I wonder if someone came up to you and asked you that question, how you would answer. I expect maybe some of you would answer with more of a theological answer, maybe citing some verse of Scripture. Others would answer more personally, share maybe a personal story. Others of you might hum and haw and not be quite sure how to answer. And I'm not suggesting today that there's only one answer to that question. In fact, I expect a full answer is very multifaceted. But one of the reasons I wanted to speak on this topic today is because right now, the church is going through an incredibly challenging time. Every church, not just Richview, the church around the world. These last few months have turned our worlds upside down, and that is true for the church too. Last February, I don't think I had ever heard of Zoom. Now it seems to be almost part of every day of my life. Well, here at Richview, at the beginning of the year, we were discussing the possibility of live stream down the road. Now it's indispensable, and we've invested thousands of dollars to make it happen and to get better. And again, let me just shout out to all the volunteers who have made this happen through these last few months and even today. Thank you so much. And even though some are here today gathering in this building, it's far from what we all took for granted before this pandemic touched all our lives. And in the midst of this, I know that many are wondering if, well, is the church that important anyway as the months go on? I mean, does it really matter that I tune into services on Sunday? Does it matter that I join a connections group that meets on Zoom? Does it matter that I work at staying engaged and participating in these more limiting ways that are harder and often feel so much less rewarding or sometimes kind of awkward and even frustrating with some of the technology? And after all, The church can sometimes seem so irrelevant and powerless to all the issues that are swirling around us in our world. Then the politics of church. Who needs that? Sometimes, whether we are prepared to admit it or not, we are kind of embarrassed to say we go to church or part of church or tune into church. I mean, really, does church matter? Well, clearly, since I'm speaking on the topic, I believe it does. But we do need to be anchored in the scriptures if we're going to have an answer that endures and helps us through these difficult times. We need to revisit what the church is about in the first place. Check whether we are doing church the way God intended, even in some of these unique ways. I have selected for our text today just three verses. One is Jesus' significant words regarding the church, addressed to Peter, who became the Apostle Peter, who would become the initial leader of the church after Pentecost. And then two verses from that Peter's letter addressed to Christians at large who were then part of the early church. First, Matthew 16, 18, Jesus' words. "And I tell you that you are Peter," in the Greek Petros, "and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." And then from 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Now, these verses and their context in which we find them are very significant and contain a lot that we could reflect on. But today I want to focus on three things that I believe these verses, as well as some complementary verses, communicate in answering the question, why church matters. And first, church matters because church matters to God, matters to Jesus. I believe that one of the most foundational truths we need to embrace when we think about church, our understanding of church and the importance of church, the church isn't ours. Church is Christ's. Church is not a human-initiated, designed institution, but it exists and always has existed because of Jesus Christ himself. He is its founder, its keeper, and its developer. You see, Jesus said, "I will build my church." And he adds, "and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." In other words, the power of hell and death cannot stop the church of Jesus Christ. Now, let me be clear. Individual or local expressions of the one church will come and go. Richview has existed for 61 years. There may or may not be a Richview church in another 60 years if Jesus hasn't returned. We all know of local churches that no longer exist. Jesus isn't saying in the statement, every local church is going to keep going forever. Now, he's indicating, I believe, that in every generation, the church is going to exist in the world, and Jesus himself is going to see to it. And nothing can stop it. People have tried. People have tried. But the church lives. Because Jesus said, I will build my church. You see, in every generation, Jesus is building his church. He is building his church right now. And every person who comes to faith in Jesus is enabled to be a part of it. I'll speak about that more in a few moments. But take this in. Take it in. Believe it. Why does church matter? Because Jesus is building his church. And there is nothing else, in my understanding, Scripture teaches that Jesus is building. You might say, well, he's building his followers. Well, yes, that's the church. His followers are the church. From a New Testament perspective, there is no Christianity, no Christ followers apart from the church, the body of Christ. And if you belong to Christ, you are part of the church. You can't love Jesus. You can't love Jesus and disconnect from the church. Ephesians 5:25 says, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. The church is the bride of Christ. He died so that the church could exist. We cannot be laissez-faire about the church. It matters. It will always matter. It matters to God. It matters to Jesus. Secondly, church matters because it is how people come to Jesus. 1 Peter 2:4 says, as you come to him, as you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him. The living stone is Jesus, later in that passage referred to as the cornerstone. And in Matthew 16, the other passage, the reason that Jesus said such significant words to Peter is because Peter had just confessed Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. Put his faith in him. You see, church matters because it's all about Jesus. Ridgeview's mission statement says this succinctly. We are all about joyfully leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus. That's our main thing. And we better keep the main thing, or we are not about what the church of Jesus is to be about. If everything we do isn't ultimately about Jesus, then frankly, we shouldn't be doing it. Church isn't about us. It's not about us. It's about him. This is Jesus' church. And there is no message more important than the message of Jesus' love and grace that is available to people through the cross of Jesus and the transforming power that comes through embracing his resurrection. That's the message. And let's be crystal clear. The life and death hang in the balance of the message of Jesus. And the church is how God designed the message of Jesus to be proclaimed to the world. People come to know and grow in Jesus through the church. It matters. It matters. And if that doesn't matter to you, then you need to do some soul searching. The third reason church matters is because the church is God's rocking people in the world. 1 Peter 2:5, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I just thought God's rocking people was better than God's stoned people. Okay, I can hear you groaning from here. Living stones. Living stones. That is people alive with the Spirit because we have come to Jesus and put our faith in Him, and we are changed people. No, we are not perfect people, far from it. We are all works in progress. But if we have come to faith in Jesus, then God's Spirit indwells us. And if we walk in and by the Spirit, we will be God's people that change the world in which we live. What does it mean to be God's people, God's living stones, His rocking people that rock the world? Well, it means a whole bunch of things. But in verse 5, Peter, drawing on imagery of the temple, the physical temple and temple worship, highlights three things. First, that we are a spiritual house or building. Some versions translate that as spiritual temple. You see, in the Old Testament, we read how God dwelt in the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum of the physical temple. That's where God chose to make His presence known. Now, it wasn't that God couldn't or didn't at times show up in other places and in one sense fill the whole universe. It is that you could count on meeting God in the temple. It's where He chose to reveal Himself. And so now, the church of Jesus, the community of Christ followers who are alive with God's Spirit, that's where you can count on meeting, encountering, experiencing, and knowing God. That's the kind of people we are meant to be. What a privilege. What a calling. God's spiritual house. The second thing, church is a holy priesthood. In the Old Testament, the Levites were the priests. The New Testament, all those who come to faith in Christ are priests. One of the Baptist emphasis or distinctives through the centuries is the priesthood of all believers, which is both that we don't have to go through a human priest to come to God, but at the same time, we get to all be priests to one another. A priest, you see, was the go-between between God and the people and God. And as priests together, we help people hear from God and we get to help people come to God. Let me tell you that prayer is one of the most powerful responsibilities of us as a holy priesthood. And I wonder, if you're taking that responsibility seriously. If you are a follower of Jesus, do you see yourself as a priest? We should. We are. And thirdly, we offer spiritual sacrifices. In the temple worship, the sacrifices were animals and grain and so on. In the church, the sacrifice is really ourselves. The Apostle Paul's words, our lives are to be a living sacrifice. Can be helpful to think about that in terms of our time, our talents, our treasures. That's how we offer our lives as living sacrifices. But let's be clear that the language of sacrifice means there will be a cost. We will not be living the way the world lives. Not if we take our calling seriously. God's people look at their lives differently. Our purpose is to live for Jesus. And believe me, when a community of Jesus followers do that together, then they become a powerful force of change in the world. Church matters. It matters because it matters to Jesus. Jesus is building his church right now. It matters because church is the primary way people come to know Jesus. There is no message more important than the message of Jesus that changes lives both now and for eternity. And thirdly, because the church is the community of Christ followers, living stones who are together living their lives in such a way that God's presence is revealed and experienced, and his will is carried out in the world. Friends, right now, the world desperately needs the church to show up, to be there. Just this week, I read an article by David Kinnaman, a well-known Christian researcher. And he wrote regarding four top trends that people are experiencing right now with the impact of the COVID pandemic. I've listed them for you. They'll show up on the screen. They are increased mental health challenges, anxiety, depression, worry, fear, so on. Secondly, people's experience of loneliness, of isolation, is increasing. Thirdly, relationships, marriage, family, friendships are experiencing increased tension, pressure, breakdown. Fourthly, addictions have gotten deeper and increasing. And as I read that, it became so clear. The church is designed to help people in all those areas. Yes, we as followers of Christ are struggling with many of those same issues. But listen, we have the resources, if we apply them, to address those various realities and challenges. The wisdom of the Scriptures, the reality of God's Spirit, is a guide and life-changing aid to all of those difficulties. And you see, if we as God's people would answer the call to live and love like Jesus, then people will turn to Him, come to know Him, know His grace and love and help. If you are a follower of Jesus, I know you miss doing church the way we did pre-COVID. I miss it too. Without a doubt, this is challenging. But the church still matters. And I think matters even more. Our world is going through an unprecedented crisis, and this is the time for God's people to shine with love, to shine with truth, to shine with hope. The church of Jesus is far from finished. And today, I invite you, if you're a follower of Jesus, to recommit today to being the best living stone you can be as Jesus builds us together. I encourage you to take some time to think and pray about what you are able to do now. If you've got a telephone, if you've got a pewter, you can influence this world. How can you be a blessing, a holy priest right now? It will take all of us. And you have a role to play. Now, if you are listening today, and you know that you're not really yet a Jesus follower, we invite you to explore deeply the life-changing message of Jesus and what it means to be a part of His church, His body, His family. Sign up for our in-person or online course, Christianity Explored. Check it out. You won't regret it. I believe to the depth of my being, the church remains the hope of the world as it proclaims and lives out the life-changing message of Jesus. May we be that kind of church even today. Let me pray. Father, again, I thank you for everyone who is listening in today, those who have come and gathered in our facility. It's been so good to just see them even from afar and yell out hello across the foyer. We're looking forward to socially distancing and chatting outside. It's good to gather. But that's just one part of what it means to be church. Father, you are at work in our world today by your Holy Spirit, building your church. And Father, we want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of what your Spirit is doing today. And so we invite you to lead us and to help us and empower us and guide us and strengthen us. Give us all the wisdom we need to know what it means to be your church today and continue to proclaim this life-changing message of Jesus. And help us come to know you deeper ourselves. And help us as we navigate these challenging times. Strengthen us for the journey. Fill us anew. And Father, if there's anyone listening in today that knows in their hearts they're distant from you, they're not really a part, may they know your Spirit is calling them today. They're not here by chance. They're not listening by chance. But your Spirit is drawing them into your family. May they respond. May they seek you and search out all that it means to be your follower, to join this thing we call church, this thing that you are yet building today. May we honor you, Lord Jesus, cornerstone and head of the church. For in the precious, powerful name of Jesus, we would ask it. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.